Thursday night at our halacha. So it's no longer Hanukkah. And on Hanukkah we made the bracha Shasanisim La Vulsena Bayama Mahimbas Manazeh. There's a Simon and Shulchan Aruch Reish Yud Ches Hilchas Brachas that a person, sometimes an ace happens to a person, and there's a bracha. The bracha is made, interestingly enough, not b'shas the ace. When the ace just occurred, then you bench goymel. But afterwards, you say she'asa, let's say, if an ace happened to an individual, there's different circumstances in the Shulchan Aruch, but the most common one probably is an ace happens to a person, and he says, Baruch she'asa li ace b'mokom hazeh. And what's a nace? When does the bracha? When do the circumstances call for such a bracha? It's like shasanisim. Right? He's saying baruch shasali nace b'mokum hazeh, but it's directed at the mokum. It's like a birchas hariyah. It's not, you're not start making it shasanisim avosenu shasali nace. It's shasali nace b'mokum hazeh in the place where it occurred. Rather, it says that. Okay, it's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, there's different cases, but the pashtus, the simple case, the basic case, is shasa li neis b'mokom hazeh. So yesh omrim, that you only make a bracha on a neis, shu yosim yimina ga'olam, what we call a neis goloi. The Gemara tells the story of a person going in the desert, and he didn't have any water, and all of a sudden a spring appeared. So that's like a neis, like, right? But many times a person, but a nace that's more b'derech hateva, let's say terrorist attack, chasim shalom, a terrorist attack, it's a case where you're b'sakonas mavis, where the average person doesn't come out alive from such a story, and you were nitzol. How? They overlooked you, they thought you were dead already, they missed, they this, they that, you know, any things that could happen, what we would call probably a clear evidence of Hashgacha Pratis. But you can't call it a Nes Goli, right? It's more like a Nes, but maybe we'd call it a Nes Nister. So some say you don't make a bracha, and the Yesh Cholek, and some say you do make a bracha on it. If Dafilu Hoya Hatzola Shalolam Alam Midarech HaTeva, but he was in a clear sakana. Let's say a car crash happens a lot of times. So it's sometimes you have to decide. Like the Rav has to decide if it calls for a bracha of neis, which is only when you're at the makom. You say shasali neis makom hazeh, or just benching gomel, or sometimes it doesn't even call for benching gomel. Sometimes you just like make a suda saida. And so there's different shalovim, different machlekas. So here you have this case where you were b'sakonas mavis, and most people, or the average person, does not emerge alive from such a thing. It could even be a car crash, and you survived. So some say it has to be a nes goloi, and some say what we would call a clear case of hashgacha pratis. You do make a bracha on the toivel vorech b'loy haskara shemu malchus. That's the maskana of the Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes the netiya is, because sometimes it's a fine line between what's called an eis goli and that. So you should always ask a shayla, and many times it is appropriate to make the bracha. Again, what's interesting is you're always making the bracha after it happened, when you're at the makom. Baruch shasali neis b'makom hazeh. The Yetzum person that the nace happened to, he will always be benching gomel.